Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My juicy bits are coming.
Oh, God. No, stop.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
We are back with our juicy bits aren't done yet. They're still ready for round four.
All right. This is hopefully people like these kind of current events, shorter current events, sort of juicy bits. Oh, that's why we're calling juicy bits. It's not just to be filthy. Okay. Oh,
right. It's not just all dirt, bad, like innuendo. It's not just dirty
not all
jokes.
Of it. Yeah. Maybe some of it. Yeah.
No, there's some dirty jokes, but it's not all dirty jokes. Jesse, I'm assuming you haven't watched the news.
Never.
Okay. So have you seen about Chinese interference in Canadian elections?
No. You know I haven't.
So apparently there's been like a leaked report from CSIS, the top secret Mountie spies, that China has been trying to influence federal elections and candidates. I don't quite fully understand it, I'll be honest. But it sounds like there's things like they have secret police stations around Canada where they make sure they can make dissidents quiet. And this network of things going on to try and influence things in Canada, all this kind of stuff. And everyone's
having a go at
Trudeau.
This is in the news, you said?
This is from CBC, yeah. This isn't like right-wing conspiracies. This is kind of...
This is actually fucking happening?
Apparently.
What? So they have proof of this. CBC...
I've been talking about it. Yeah, it was Canada Land, I think, did a great expose on it. Or they interviewed a journalist, at least, who was talking about it. So it looks like people have been like, there is... But to be honest, though, foreign interference on elections doesn't just come from China. It comes from all over the place.
Amazing. Okay, tell me more.
And what's happening is that everyone is saying, we need an inquiry, we need an investigation, we need to look at this. And Trudeau has, for some reason, been trying not to... He's trying to go, no, it's fine. And he's really? finally agreed to do it, to do like a... what's it called? Not an investigation. What's the phrasing they used? It sounds like something you just made up.
I'd use investigation. That sounds like a proper term.
I would use the word investigation, but they didn't. It was some kind of like parliamentary language they use to describe it. That just doesn't sound like
they're asking me. So if I know this, all right.
No, I'm trying to find it. So Prime Minister, this is from the CBC article. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he knows Canadians still have questions about China's role in the past two elections, but he's still refusing to answer specific questions about the briefings he received. Instead, he suggested Wednesday a recently announced, that's it, a special rapporteur, and two intelligence agencies were better placed to look into what kind of information was shared with whom. So I think the reason he's covering her up is because they told him about it. He didn't really bring it up or say anything about it. And then now the fact that he's been briefed on it and did nothing has come out. It makes it look like he didn't care.
Or like they helped get him elected.
I mean, that's probably what and he a certain percentage of the country is going to say.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, like, I don't know, man.
Because everybody knows honestly, he's a communist.
I honest to God, I don't know much about Justin Trudeau. I really don't. I know that he gets buckets of hate whenever anybody posts literally anything. Our TikTok account, when you posted Justin Trudeau as an 8-year-old boy who just came out of the Star Wars and
The Star Wars. I love that movie.
Right? And it's just like, oh, what did you think? Oh, I loved it. It was a great film, blah, blah, blah. And we had, it was like 45,000 views and like hundreds of comments saying, he should go fuck himself, kill Trudeau. He's an asshole. We hate him. It was insane. It was fucking insane. So
I don't know if Trudeau's actually,
I'm guessing Trudeau might be doing a shitty job. I don't know. Just from the hate he's getting. I really don't know.
I think, here's my theory. I don't think he's being paid for by the Chinese government. I don't think that he's part of some secret network to help him win the election.
Okay.
What I think is that this came across his desk and either he was too busy doing yoga and it didn't really register on his mind. He's like, oh, it's fine. Or he was being hypersensitive to kind of worrying about there becoming an anti Chinese sentiment within Canada.
Oh, I see.
That there would be a backlash of hate against people right. with Chinese heritage in Canada.
Yep.
That maybe was like, well, you know, maybe this is, you know, there's lots of countries trying to influence our elections. I mean, Tucker Carlson south of the border shouting that America should invade Canada and all this kind of stuff. Tucker. You know, maybe we just kind of give him this one. Maybe we just kind of move on. You know, we'll just look the other way and let's not do anything. And either one of those two things, I think it was. And then what happened is now that it's made public and has been leaked and it makes him look like he had his head in the sand or he was unwilling to do something.
Right.
And then conspiracy theories are like, this is proof that he's a secret communist and, you know, Fidel Castro was his dad and he is working with the Chinese. Any angle makes him look bad.
Well, I mean, to a conspiracy theorist that he could eat a fucking peanut butter sandwich and they'd find reason why he's the devil, you know, so it's not surprising there, but I see what you're saying. I'll agree with that. Sure. Seeing as though I don't really care one way or another.
Well, I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's good. It works. It's my opinion now.
Go do your own research, Jesse.
Fuck, you are my research. Okay.
That's worrying. At the moment, I got three tabs. One is the CBC article about Trudeau. One is LinkedIn. And the other one is an article about Bigfoot. So I feel sorry for you.
Excellent. I don't. That sounds like a great time.
Election interference, corporate networking, and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
What an afternoon. Well, I better get back to Bigfoot.
So, I mean, if this is true, then that's pretty huge. It's pointing a finger in an entire fucking country, you know. And
yeah,
that could have like massive repercussions. Which means they do have to tread lightly. They have to figure out exactly the right words to say. They're exactly the right actions to say. They don't want to fucking, you know. They don't. You know what I mean? Like if this is true, this could be huge with massive repercussions, and we don't want to destroy our allies. We don't want to start a fucking war. We don't want to alienate our own citizens. So I get the need for caution and to take things slow. But if it's not true, or if it's just kind of like, I don't know, a break off faction in China that really had nothing to do with the government, that just like kind of acted on their own, that we could kind of, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. It sounds like he's doing what he does best, which is being a fucking politician, which is trying to appease everyone and not step on any toes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
But there is a very simple way of dealing with this.
All right.
And that is to go, hang on a minute. Weren't we in this situation literally 30 years ago during the Cold War, where there were secret networks of foreign agents in everyone's country? Everyone was spying on each other. Everyone was interfering in each other's elections and in personal business. This isn't new. And all you did was covertly take them down and deal with them with your own covert operatives and spies. Like, this isn't new.
Right.
This is something that people did from like 1945 till like 1990, very intensely. You know, there was this invisible silent war of espionage and influence and, you know, subterfuge and influence. You know, those people who did all that are still alive. They're retired.
We could bring them out of retirement.
Yeah,
so you get back to work. You lazy fuckers.
How do you deal with a covert network? Well, you build your own covert network to deal with theirs. This, you know.
Are you suggesting we start another Cold War to deal with this?
No, I'm just saying that we might already be.
Because that's what a war is when one party does one thing and we retaliate by doing the same to them. That's what you're suggesting.
that would be suggesting that Canada sets up a covert network in China.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, I meant in Canada.
We spy on ourselves.
No, you kind of you do what you do. It's like an investigation. You find out who's doing it, you follow the money, you kind of like you dismantle those spy rings that they used to do all the time. I think that this isn't in my mind, this like
I'm betting they're doing that.
I'm not saying we should start a Cold War. I'm just saying to me it just feels like we're kind of
they're probably doing that and not telling us, Reese. Like
well that's the other angle. Maybe Trudeau didn't do anything because that's exactly what he did.
I'm betting, because like if this has the implications it seems like it could have, which would be huge, yeah, you better fucking believe we'd be investigating it. What do we tell the public and the angry conspiracy theorists? I don't know. Fucking Trudeau, you're good at that shit. Go out there in front of the microphone, make something, make them feel better. You know.
And also I get it. If you've immigrated from China or you've got Chinese heritage and you're worried about like how people are going to perceive you and your family and your community, I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time though, like if I found out that the Welsh government was trying to influence Canadian elections,
you
Canada's
and I would
home.
Never be friends again. I would set you on
Canada's,
fire.
Canada's my home. I'd be pissed off at Wales for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
and Canadians are pretty forgiving. Honestly,
it made me worry if people were like looking at me as if they go, "You can't trust Welsh people. They tried to meddle in Canadian elections." I'd be worried that people looked at me like that, but at the same time, I can simultaneously be defensive of Canada and pissed off at the place I was born.
Totally.
Without a question in who I am and where I live and how I feel.
Right. So, well, that was interesting.
So in conclusion, the Cold War's back, baby.
The Cold War is back. That's
Cold
our title.
War 2.
There's our title. Yeah, Cold War 2, The Reckoning.
This time they've got the internet.
If you want to give us your hot take on today's juicy bits, you know where to find us. It's just scroll down in your little podcast player and there's a little link to speakpipe.com/Canadian politics is boring, or you can type all that out if you fucking want. And within 2 seconds, you can be leaving an anonymous voicemail to us. You don't have to leave a name or an email. Anyway, and we'll play it on the show if we like it, if it's entertaining enough. Let's dance. Put on the sting. I dance every time. I hope you do too.
The juicy bits are coming.
Here we go.
Canadian politics is boring. Juicy bits.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.